And staying with the theme of Lent, I discovered that churches and parishes worldwide have dedicated their campaigns and much reflection to the problem of climate change. As I do every year during this time, I surf the internet in search of Lenten initiatives and campaigns that I think might be interesting to myself and to you as well, of course. Well, I was bowled over to find the climate change issue right at the top of priorities wherever I looked. The church and its people, it seems, have really taken it to heart to safeguard creation and are going all out to get as many people as they can to change their behaviour and start really doing something to save the planet. Now, I was well aware of the year-long project undertaken by Clifton Diocese at Clifton Cathedral in Bristol called Sound of Many Waters. It unfolds in a series of events, including nature walks, the screening of documentaries, talks, prayer, that take the participants on a journey or an explanation of our need to care for the environment. On Friday, it was the turn of Father Chris Bowles, who headed a vigil of reconciliation and reflection for creation. That's interesting, I thought, called him up and asked him, first of all, to introduce himself.
My name's Father Chris Bowles. I'm a Jesuit priest in Edinburgh, in Scotland, and I'm responsible for justice and peace for the Archdiocese of St Andrews in Edinburgh.
He told me that Sound of Many Waters is hopefully a pilot for other dioceses throughout Great Britain.
And it's a programme of prayer and reflection. It's a programme of awareness of nature, awareness of creation. So part of that is to go out and to experience nature, to experience a dawn chorus, for example. All of this to highlight that creation is so integral to our lives and so integral to our faith, and that the crisis that we're starting to realize happening in nature and in the environment is central to our faith as to our lives.
Friday's three-hour Lenten vigil included a range of activities with films, music, periods of silence, and a chance to reflect on Scripture. Lots of ways, Father Bowles explained, of experiencing prayer and experiencing nature in the context of prayer. I've actually been searching the websites of a lot of parishes and also Christian aid associations, and especially for Lent, lots of them have put the focus on climate change and on the need for awareness and action. Do you think this is because the church is taking so much notice?
Oh, undoubtedly. I would say undoubtedly that's the case, that the churches, all denominations, have really become more and more aware over the last number of years, perhaps the last 3 years most energetically, that this is an issue that we must be bringing into our liturgies, bringing into our lives of faith, and bringing into our seasons. So particularly this penitential season of Lent, where we recognize that we must make changes in our lives, as in all areas of life that need reflected upon in Lent. Our use of natural resources and so on have to be part of this Lent. So that's why we have the carbon fast that's going on in certain churches and groups, and so much of that kind of activity for Lent.
So it's forget, cut the chocolate, and it's really cut the carbon, seems to be the rule of thumb this year.
Well, it's certainly a very inspirational project to cut the carbon, cut the chocolate, if that's something that is a way to bring your life back into some kind of balance. Well, perhaps to do the both, but to cut the carbon, it has a very beneficial effect on the planet, on the earth, but initially, at least, on our understanding of the use of resources that we go through, that we have in our lives.
Father Chris, personally, what is your view of climate change? What's your take? What are your hopes?
Well, my hopes would be that we, as a society, as a world, but particularly my own context as a Western European advanced economy and so on, will come to see that we cannot continue to use the resources of the earth as we are. We have a big project going through the churches in Great Britain at the moment entitled Live Simply, And my dream would be that we all live that to the fullest possible way, that we do live much more simply, that we walk lightly on the earth. And that walking lightly on the earth is using the resources of the earth much more sparingly than we do at this present time. If we continue as we are, the earth is heading for ruination. And it's not ours to ruin. It's something we have been given. We hold in trust. We hold it for the next generation. And we're expected by God to hand it on in as good or better shape than we received it. And that's not happening.
And finally, I asked Father Chris Bowles, do you have an appeal this Lent for me and for Vatican Radio listeners who maybe want to give their own contribution to save God's wonderful creation?
The Carbon Fast, which is a Lenten project of many churches organized centrally, is just an opportunity for us for every day of Lent to look at what we are consuming in terms of resources, in terms of how we interact with the earth, what we use in those interactions, and just to look during these days of Lent at the footprint we make on the earth. Do we tread lightly? Do we tread heavily? If we tread heavily, can we tread a little less heavily?